grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. In the hymn that we sang at the beginning of this liturgy of the Last Supper, we find the words, "Before the mournful scene began, he took the bread and blessed and brake. What love through all his actions ran, what wondrous words of grace he spake. What love through all his actions ran." And we also hear that note at the very beginning of the Holy Gospel, which has always been read at this liturgy of the Last Supper on this holy night. St. John writes, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end." Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And what that means is not only that our Lord continued to love his own to his very last breath on the cross, but that he had, in fact, through all his life, loved perfectly. Perfectly loved his disciples and every human being who has ever lived or will ever live. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. With this liturgy of the Last Supper, we begin a journey. A journey from the upper room in Jerusalem to the Garden of Gethsemane, where the Lord was betrayed and arrested, to the palace of Caiaphas, the high priest, and to the court of the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate. We follow him on the way of the cross, and then we stand on that little hill outside the gates of Jerusalem, known as Golgotha, the place of a skull, where this Lord of love draws his last breath. But the journey doesn't end there. The journey ends at the empty tomb, where before the dawn of the first day of the week, this Lord of love rose triumphant over sin and death and the powers of hell, and appeared to those he had so loved. Yes, with this liturgy of the Last Supper, we begin that journey, which ends not at the cross, but with the resurrection. And that note of the resurrection is heard in the so-called introit, the entrance chant, which we heard at the beginning of this liturgy. "God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, In him is salvation, life, and resurrection from the dead. By him we are redeemed and set at liberty. Our journey ends at the resurrection. But first, the mournful scene in the upper room, where Jesus says to his frightened disciples, "Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me." But that mournful scene was transformed by the love of Jesus, when he then interpreted his imminent death not as a catastrophe and the end of all their hopes, but as his act of love surpassing all understanding, the source of life and of joy. He spoke those words in interpreting his death and instituting the holy sacrament of his body and his blood. Words of divine power, words of divine love. Words of divine power, because the one through whom all things were made here takes this bread, this cup, and makes them his body and his blood. At every celebration of the Holy Sacrament since this night in the upper room, those words are spoken. And what those words do is to make our supper his supper. Our celebration of the Holy Sacrament, one with Christ's celebration in the upper room. This truth is wonderfully expressed in some words of that great 4th century bishop and preacher, St. John Chrysostom, which our Lutheran Church quotes in one of its doctrinal writings, the so-called Formula of Concord. There we find the words of St. John Chrysostom, and this is how they read. "Christ himself prepares this table and blesses it, for no human being, but only Christ himself, who was crucified for us, can make of the bread and wine set before us the body and blood of Christ." The words are spoken by the mouth of the priest, but by God's power and grace, through the words that he speaks, the elements set before us in the supper are blessed. And just as the words, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth," were spoken only once, but are efficacious in nature and make things grow and multiply, just so this word of Christ was indeed spoken only once, but are efficacious until this day and until Christ's return. These words bring it about that his true body and blood are present in the church's supper. What love through all his actions ran, what wondrous words of grace he spake. Love is the key to the Holy Sacrament instituted on this night. And love is the key to all that God has done for us, from the creation, from the coming of his Son into the world, his death, his resurrection, his sending of the Holy Spirit. Love is the key to all that God has done. And that love sustains us throughout our earthly journey. As we receive the food for our journey, the bread of life and the cup of salvation, until that day when we celebrate this feast anew in his kingdom. And that is why the hymn we sang at the beginning of this liturgy of the Last Supper concludes with these words: Jesus, thy feast we celebrate, we show thy death, we sing thy name, till thou return and we shall eat the marriage supper of the Lamb. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.